Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Poodle. If you just got married, which would never happen, but let's say for some alternate universe you did.
Yeah.
You got married.
And they're conscious.
And they're conscious. Ugh. And they're not old.
My least favorite.
And you get married and they're hugging you. And then as you're hugging, they hug you tightly and say, call you my little hamster. What happens inside of you when you hear that? Hear it again. My little hamster. Hamster.
Your dick goes soft and it doesn't get hard for at least 72 hours. It doesn't matter what happens.
Crawls inside.
Just inverts.
I know that's a pet name, but
it, yike. It actually makes sense given their storyline and the guinea pigs. P.S. Why were the guinea pigs brought to this destination wedding, and we saw hide nor hair of them?
Oh, I think they were there just because they were taking care of them. No way, he didn't want someone to have to pet sit the guinea pigs.
Oh,
so I brought them with him because just to feed them and.
But what about the other animals? He has two chihuahuas.
Oh. Well, I guess somebody watched those.
I feel like the guinea pigs were brought to be in the ceremony.
What they should have been,
and with little hats.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And like a little capes.
And 90 Day would have loved to have filmed that.
So I was quite disappointed.
I agree.
Also, we got very little of the inflatable llamas that were there.
We only had like one or two, yeah, because we couldn't have real llamas because apparently that is a wedding thing.
Llamas?
People right. did have that.
All right. In Peruvian weddings?
No, I think in boho chic American weddings too.
Fuck that.
It happens.
I'm sorry, y'all, if you're in the intimate portrait. I'm wearing very short shorts and I was hot. So lust after me if you like.
I think they're fine. I know it's not bothering me. This is Reality Gaze.
This is 90 Day Fiancé, Season 10, Episode 18. We finally made it.
The end is not near. The
we got
end
two
is
more
here.
Episodes. Two
well,
more episodes.
Tell all.
Two more episodes of Tell All, and then we're on to Happily Ever After, y'all, with a real rogues gallery.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to have. Although we've just already are getting news about Miss Mood.
Yeah, Miss
Mood getting arrested.
Miss Mood getting arrested for assaulting Nicole. Apparently,
yeah, apparently
in Burbank.
Burbank.
Those licorice wrists. Watch out. I'm not making light of it. I'm sure he did that before. He laid hands on her.
I'm not surprised.
Me either.
No, I'm not surprised. What else is we got going on? You've got your India Ho-Ho.
Yes, the Indiegogo for my show, the theater company Right for Art, their Indiegogo to fund that show is going.
Apparently, I'm
going
to have to be there now.
It's in the show notes, yeah. So one of the perks is if you want to see me at my show, you can see me and you can see my show and tell me how good it was. Or tell me what you didn't like about it, which I am completely receptive to.
That's a poodle move.
I prefer that. But first tell me what you liked about it. and then critique it for me. You can meet us both if you're in
I guess I'm free now. March 23rd.
March 23rd.
Sorry,
Saturday
Go-Go
night.
Boys. Sorry.
Both of us will be there and we'll both meet with you and chat with you. And, he'll probably tell you your hair looks good and I'll just want to hear about my show.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to be in like post show mode, which is super needy and so and super like,
in retrospect, I'm glad y'all are there. So I don't have to do it. Love on Poodle that night.
I can't get comfortable.
Give Maddie a night off.
I can't get comfortable. Ooh, my legs. Sorry. Oh, that's good. Look at that picture. Legs just akimbo.
How often do you just stand and look at your, or what, how often do you look at yourself in the mirror?
Not that often.
If you had mirrors like I do in my bedroom, you'd
constantly
never leave.
Well, now I have a mirror that when I'm, let's say, being intimate with a gentleman, I can see myself in the mirror. I've never had that before.
What, did you buy a mirror and put it in your house?
No, it was like that.
Oh, in your apartment.
Because of the door to my closet. And now I can see if I want to look at myself.
And that you like that? I imagine so.
For some angles, it's better than others.
I don't want to see that. I'd look in the mirror and go, oh, God.
Some angles are better than others. Some angles are hotter.
I guess it's a different way, kind of the way like football players watch tapes. It's like a way for you to learn.
Yeah, I'm getting better at what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can never study enough, really.
You can't really.
Never stop learning.
Never.
Never stop learning, ladies and gentlemen.
Speaking of learning, I don't know if it's learning or not, check out our Bicurious of Couple to Thruple with Julian Brandy for the month from Dumb Date Podcast.
No one learned a thing.
No one learned a thing. We will be dropping our interview with Scott Evans from Couple to Thruple. We're actually planning on talking to him on Wednesday, and we're going to put up the interview that night.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Christina. I love during our Bicurious set, we kept saying things are going to get edited out, and Julian Brandy kept yelling Christine. That was my favorite part.
Christine Dye.
Christine. I think not. Y'all, it's dropping tomorrow, right, as well?
Yes, the 28th.
God, we're just,
I'm just,
bam.
I'm
just coming at you.
It's, what's the 28th? Yes, it's Wednesday. Wednesday the 20th. So it's the 20, it's Wednesday the 28th. So it's 2 days. Wait, when's this drop? Sorry, I had workmen in my house this morning.
This is dropping next week. We're doing this like a lot in advance.
And with all the tour date, Michigas.
Which, y'all, if you're listening to this, it's Monday. Our tour date should be up for everyone.
On
whether
sale,
it's
general
Plus,
on sale.
Your cousin Gerald, whoever wants to buy a ticket should be able to buy a ticket. If they can't,
go to our Linktree, link in our Instagram.
If they can't buy tickets today, we're in a bunker somewhere.
And I fired my ticket booker.
Yeah, it's not good.
I've flown to New York and personally strangled him.
Yes, it's just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm in jail. Yeah.
I've slashed his tires.
Yeah.
Doesn't probably have something because he lives in New York. So anyway,
we're going to take his Metro card.
Yes. We're going to have this episode, a Wiz Corner. I went and saw The Wiz at the Pantages, which is the pre-Broadway show. So with...
which is a new thing.
It's actually not
an out-of-town tryout. They're doing a pre-Broadway tour.
Don't
know how I feel about that, but...
Yeah, with...
Yeah.
with Miss Deborah fucking Cox.
With Deborah Cox. With Deborah Cox.
Deborah Cox.
With Deborah Cox.
There is one of the...
The feeling we once had.
Because I forgot, you didn't know this, but the song, and I forgot it was her, the song that I sing, the Whitney song, same script, different.
Yes.
That's her and Deborah Cox. I forgot about that.
Oh, that's a duet.
It's a duet. And there's a guy, his name, he plays a cowardly lion. His name's Kyle Freeman.
I know. That name is familiar.
Kyle Ramar Freeman?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a cowardly lion. Fantastic voice. Anyway, this isn't about the Wiz. It's just his Instagram video said, this is a song that made me a homosexual. And he started singing that song, but then Deborah Cox comes in the video and she's singing her harmony part.
Shut up!
And I lost my mind. I went, bah! I couldn't. It was too much. Too much.
So we're going to talk about the Wiz later?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've already talked about it. So
no, I was just talking about the Instagram video. So we'll talk about it later. Right now, okay, y'all, we are gonna talk trigger warning for quite a bit of things for the next couple of minutes.
A little bit of heaviness, but it's something we feel strongly about and we need to talk about it. This is a comedy show, but there are certain things in the world that happen that we have to address here because it's on our hearts and we need to talk about it.
It's on our hearts, and also we're going to talk about something very sad that happened to one of the cast members of Pig Royalty, the Nugget.
Yes.
So Christina will put the codes in it, but if you can, I would encourage you to try to listen to this. But trigger warning for suicide or self harm. Trigger warning for death and bullying. So we just want to talk about those topics. I think first I'm going to pull up my phone because I have some notes. If we want to talk about
next
Benedict, who's a lot of sissies have blown me up about this because this is occurring.
It's Oklahoma story.
Owosso, just north of Tulsa.
Yes.
Kind of.
I don't know.
Not far from Bartlesville, where my sister-in-law is from. It's not too far from Miami, which is spelled like Miami. Anyway.
Okay. Some of you may have seen this. A non-binary teen, a non-binary person was being bullied. Next, a non-binary person was being bullied in school and was in the girls' bathroom.
The girls' bathroom, yeah. And some girls were bullying them, and they poured some water on the girls, and then the girls physically attacked next.
Next
was trying to defend themselves.
Yeah. And they basically attacked next. And it's a very confusing story because next went to the school nurse, texted, I believe, their parents and said, I was just jumped by some girls. I think they went to the doctor. Or the OR
and the school nurse didn't really kind of poo-pooed it and then went to the OR and had a concussion. Yeah.
But basically they were found dead the next day.
The next day. Autopsy still doesn't know what caused, but
right.
So we just want to put that out there. It could have been something freak, but all roads lead to
All of this highlights, regardless of how this happened, all this highlights the states like Oklahoma and others, and my home state of South Carolina, legislation, all types of language talking about trans and non-binary children. Let me say that more carefully. Children attacking, basically, taking away and making kids feel super ashamed to speak up about their own gender or expansive gender or anything like that. And
not even to speak up, just to be themselves too.
Well, I mean, that's, I'm saying speaking up about just to come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I'm a little, I'll be honest. I mean, I obviously try to stay clued in. Sometimes it's a lot to take in, but especially with Oklahoma, cause there's always, and I've done stuff involved with the Southern Oklahoma Pride Association. Y'all are listening to this probably thinking, you know, I'm glad the guys are talking about this or not, but we know if you're listening to us, you're probably in a place already where you are accepting of LGBTQ people.
Of allyship, yes.
But we bring this up because we think it's important for people like yourselves in these communities. This is how important allyship is.
Yeah.
But the governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, is just a horrible, horrible, vengeful person against LGBTQ folk.
This is blood on their hands.
Literally a TikToker that just went trolling people. How do you say their name? I don't know how to say their name.
Libs of TikTok.
But literally that person was then hired from TikTok as a superintendent of schools, banning books.
This is troll politics.
Yes.
This is politics based on making people feel less than. It doesn't, and also it's making people who are often the most fragile and the easiest targets.
Yeah.
Like trans people, non-binary kids, trans kids, drag queens. It is finding targets that people, let's say your aunt or your great uncle, kind of doesn't understand.
So that way they'll vote for them.
Exactly.
That's it.
So if you are having a problem with people who are non-binary or people who are trans, or just know the methodology behind what's being fed to you is made to control you and to make you afraid.
And I think a lot of people
know
that.
Please see through that. I think 99.9% of our listenership knows that. Yeah. I'm just saying, when you hear your uncle or your mom or your dad say something, I've heard it out of people in my own family's mouth, and I've had to slowly unpack the argument about what it is. And then slowly you get it. You're like, you expect me though, but that's fine because you're not like non-binary, and you're not you don't want to. You say you're not a boy or not a girl, and I said, why does that give you pain?
Yeah.
What's the skin off your back? So, I'm encouraging people to have these conversations with because this kid just died.
I think it's
just fucking died.
I mean, what we're asking for you as a community.
Someone was murdered.
Yeah, it's and what's sad to me about, not to have, but these kids that potentially murdered them, next, I always want to say Nick's because of the makeup, next, who murdered them are
nothing
now.
Nothing was done.
Well, but also, where did they learn this from?
Exactly.
They learned it from their parents. They learned it from their legislator. Because now it's not only a life lost, but potentially other lives ruined.
Right. Also, the police weren't even called.
No. The school put out a shitty statement saying it was only a 2-minute argument in the bathroom. And so,
but it was all based on that person's sexual identity.
But I think, you know,
and gender identity, actually not even sexual identity, a gender identity.
In these conversations, it's, if you're an ally and you are comfortable, we ask you, put some skin in the game in conversations
Please.
That you have with people, because we can't do this in our own kind of Please. LGBTQ bubble.
Please don't let these statements go by.
And, you know, our friends at Jen and Pom said, I've had it, because they're from Oklahoma City. They were talking about it on their show as well, and they brought up such a good point. It's so important to vote. And Jen said this, and Jake and I have talked about this a lot personally, really trying to vote in a way of not thinking of yourself, but thinking, who is the most marginalized person right now? How can I stand up for them? And if you don't feel comfortable getting up in front of your community, your church, or whatever, speaking out, I get
that. Speak at the ballot box.
But at the least, go and vote. And know in this, I know some of you are not happy with the candidates that we have and things, but, or you're not the person you're voting for, your city council maybe doesn't think exactly the way you think. Just know though, if they still can move a needle for queer rights, women's rights, people of color,
the most vulnerable
people of color as well. These are topics that people in those disenfranchised communities they don't have the luxury of not voting.
Exactly.
We have to vote because that we have to. So we bring that up and
turn your apathy into empathy. Please.
And turn that into action.
Yeah. And it's I'm not accusing you guys of apathy.
No, no.
I'm accusing your friends, your relatives, and sometimes you have to be there. You have to be there to, this is a horrible way to vote, but you have to be there to cancel out some of their stuff.
I'm planning on talking with my own, and I'm preaching to you what I plan
Me
on
too.
Doing.
It's really awful.
I mean, I'm going to talk to all my family members about this because I want them to be aware of this.
I've had to have those conversations, and they're not comfortable, and you have to wade through because being non-binary, being trans is very technically, it's not new worldwide, but it's in the culture new.
I think saying, you know, this affects me. You know, I remember having a conversation with my mom about drag queens and her, you know, watching, you know, like what was the bullshittery that's aired on certain news stations. One just saying today that someone's designing shoes, so that means black people are going to vote for him. Just ridiculous. Just stupid. Anyway, you can imagine who's designing shoes, y'all. It did have a moment where I was talking to my mother about drag queens being banned, and I realized as I was talking to her, she thought it had nothing to do with me.
Right.
And she didn't get that those are my friends. Those are my community. So those kind of things are really important. We actually have one of our sissies, Christy, which I can say her last name. She said I could. Christy Shea. She's in the sissy squad.
Christy or Christy?
The name to look up.
Sorry.
Yeah. because that's her name.
Got it.
Why don't you let me? No, I'm kidding. I pulled a poodle. Usually I mess it up, though. So
that's what I was going to say.
If she actually, couple of things. She's went into this for, but she started a subgroup in the, or she renamed a subgroup called Oaky Sissies. Mm. So, which I think this is a great idea, especially in states where a lot of you feel alone. I know we've done this in cities, but if you're in a state like South Carolina where you feel like there's not a lot of people for you to talk to and get support about, do a South Carolina Sissies group.
Just
Idaho Sissies need somebody. So, anyway, she started a subgroup, Oaky Sissies. That's in the Facebook group.
You can email or DM Jackie Weissman, or any of our. I think Jackie handles all the subgroups, but if you DM Jackie Weissman, talk about wanting to start one, she can help you do that.
Yes, and there's also I'm involved. If you're in Oklahoma, I'm involved a bit with Southern Oklahoma Pride. I'm happy to put you in contact with them. I can also there's a very large, probably the biggest and most active LGBT center is actually, I forget what it's called, but it's in Tulsa. So, and also Allies, PFLAG is a great resource if you're looking for places of support in the Oklahoma community. And also Free Mom Hugs, the woman that started that is from Oklahoma. And that is a great, and I know that Chrissy is involved with them a lot too.
But make no mistake, you guys. And this is the stakes are high for this reason. All of this is a direct result of the legislation and the way politicians talk about trans people and non-binary people.
You know, people who want to vote who can't.
A direct result.
Who can't. People that want to vote that could move the needle can't. Offer to drive them. Offer to organize people to. There's ways you can get involved that necessarily, if you're really uncomfortable engaging with people that feel abrasive in your life, you can still move the needle by volunteering for disenfranchised communities that need help to even go vote.
For those of you saying, oh, they don't talk about politics, I don't want to hear about politics, this is not a political issue. This is a human rights issue. This is a right to live. This is a right to exist.
For sure.
So, please don't you dare come at me. You will not like it. You will not like the response.
Nobody in this group will.
I agree with you.
Also, A lot of you have heard on the Sissy Squad, and we posted on Instagram, but very sad news that Nugget from Pig Royalty
has passed away.
I think it is important, and I spoke to Jody Reen on the phone personally about this, and so I kind of got the okay. I don't need to go into details, but it is important to know that he did take his life.
He did take his own life.
And the reason he did that is because of bullying. So
mostly from being on the show, and but again, this is a bullying issue. Both these deaths are related to bullying.
Bullying, yes. And I can say that Poodle and I were pretty devastated when we heard about Nugget. It's kind of all I could think about for a couple of days. A 13-year-old boy, y'all. Mm-hmm. And just they're part of that Uvalde community. So they already have had other kids. So it's his mom is going through a really hard time.
Are the Reens, yeah.
Yeah. We want to support them. And one of the ways that we can do that is Jody started a GoFundMe.
Yes.
That's gonna help them pay for funeral expenses. We're gonna post that in the Sissy Squad.
We normally don't do GoFundMes. We don't let people post them. This one is coming from us. This is very specific to our podcast. We love those people.
Well, you guys came to our Austin show.
You guys saw them at the Austin show. I can get teared up thinking about this. These people were the salt of the earth.
They were so kind, and we love them. It's just important to check in on your people. And again, this is what I love about our sissies is I don't know any parent that's better than a sissy parent, because I know you're probably raising your kid to love other people, mm-hmm. to be kind to them, to respect them. And if some of you, if that's all you have the energy to do in the world, you don't realize that that is moving the needle as well.
You're moving the needle. Raising your kid. Thank you for that.
Yes. So thank you very much.
Raising empathetic children who understand the difference between misogyny and racism, mm-hmm. and that's the only way we're going to make this world better. So you're doing the Lord's work.
We love you. We appreciate you.
Thank you for doing that.
We're going to take a break and just kind of let the
heaviness kind of go away, because it's a comedy show, but we needed to talk about those two things.
Right. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Voluma XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Clayton and Natalie!
Let's talk about them. All right. Is she? Will she? Won't she?
Was there ever a question?
We knew. We knew. We knew.
You know, I've got to say, I was thoroughly entertained by this couple the entire time.
Yeah.
This to me.
Are we recording? Okay.
This to me, if Devin and Nick were like old school 90 Day, like that, they represent that.
Devin
and then you don't Nick. Even remember Nick, Devin and Nick from earlier this season. Devin!
Oh my God.
You barely remember it. Yeah.
Wait, are they going to be at the tell all?
Yes, they got married this season.
I forgot all about them.
God, you're a fucking goldfish.
Oh, you.
So what I'm saying is this was like 90 Day Fiancé. This was like a throwback to like 90 Day Fiancé season 5, 6, where things were weird.
Yes.
And the other couples are more like 90 Day Fiancé that we know now. And then you had Sam and Sheetra, which was the Love After Lockup crossover. Which is like a new, a new species that we had.
We've also never had a character get married and then tell their, again, they're not done. We still got to tell the dad now. I forgot that her dad didn't know that her wasn't married.
And the dad, number one, here's the things dad did not know.
Didn't go good.
Here's the things that dad did not know. That she was not over there for work. She has not, I don't believe she's worked, and maybe she worked on the computer. We I don't know. But she didn't have to go to the U.S. to work, obviously.
No.
So she had to invent some story to tell her father.
Yes.
She did not know, first they had to introduce him as her novio, her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
but he's also my husband.
Mi esposo.
Timing ain't, your delivery ain't great, Annalie.
I think I would have waited. I think hitting those two things may have been too much.
I mean, she is. I am sometimes a fan. It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
I 100% think we should. I 100% believe that we should take her, however she did this, as her knowing her father and saying she did this in the way that she knew how to get it done.
And I think Clayton actually ended up understanding that.
He did.
Because it was such a plot point, and then it just dropped.
This, y'all, we need to trust that Annalie knew how to handle her father. And That's what I would say. I guarantee you a lot of sissies who listen out there have conservative Latin fathers.
I don't agree with how she did it, but I don't have that type of father. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway.
So y'all, she
married him 2 days ago, 2 years ago today.
Exactly. She shows up. Were you bothered by him wearing no tie, no bow tie?
I didn't even notice that because I hated her dress so much. But go ahead. I didn't even notice. I think unless you get married at a beach, but Rob wore a cute little bow tie. I disagree. I want to walk this back. You should wear a tie if you're getting married.
You should wear a tie.
I don't even care if it's in a barn.
And the worst thing is he wore the coat too. Everything was there except for the tie.
Yeah.
He looked like a fucking moron.
I didn't even notice.
Because you hated her dress that much.
I hated that dress so much.
Expound on it.
Flames.
To me, it felt quite inoffensive, but
it said nothing.
That I agree with.
That dress said nothing. And it, y'all, there's a certain certain. I sounded like Rodney from Mary. Certain. Or no, I sounded like Seekitz.
Seekitz.
Certain.
Einstein's theory of gravity.
Oh, y'all. Hey, this was a good. That tell all is so good. And hey, if you're on the $5 tier.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, everybody.
No one is looking at your body if you don't point it out. You just want people to comment on your body.
Just say it. I had to take off my long pants because it was too hot in here. Hot in your house.
It's wonderful in my home.
Nope.
I need a blanket now.
Hot.
I think you run hot because you got a little bit of the devil in you. That's why.
Ah!
But what I'm trying to say...
You've got the body and I've got the brains. Where are we? Sorry.
Just help me. The color of her dress was that certain white.
That white! Yes, it was kind of blue white.
There's a certain... white of wedding dresses that makes your wedding dress look like it was $44.99 from a home shopping club.
It's almost blue white.
It's a terrible white on her. I hated the arms, made her look matronly.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Now that you're saying it, I agree with you.
Her hair looked horrible.
The stylist didn't spend a lot of time on it.
No shit.
Yeah.
They just rolled up the butt. It wasn't a tight bun, nor was it like
messy
my
bun.
Favorite. Messy. I love a messy bun wedding hair. It looked like a turd that you couldn't get off of a dog's butt who's kind of hanging out.
Stuck there.
And then in front, they said, you know what? We're going to hide it from that. So we're just going to put these like little shit rolls on the side of her face that look terrible.
You know what it was? It felt very late 80s, early 90s, too.
It was bad.
The makeup I thought was decent.
That was fine.
Yeah.
That was fine. She's a very pretty woman.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot to do there. You just get a nice dress.
Look, I think she brought it from home because we didn't have the looking for a dress thing.
Well, her friends did her wrong. Her friends did it. Because you don't need to spend, y'all. You came at us. We said earlier this season, well, you got it.
Jasmine's
two bitchy queens.
We're like, I don't know.
We're like, you at least need to spend $1,000 on a wedding dress. And y'all fucking read us for filth.
And posted dresses. You're like, $100, blah, blah, blah.
And they were fucking
$49.
Yes. One sissy had a most gorgeous, it was fucking $50 and it was gorgeous.
But this was...
So there's no excuse.
You're right.
I've got to go get alcohol now. I'm angry.
I love it when you walk off the set. So anyway, I'll keep going while you're doing that. I personally really liked it that she insisted on doing her vows in Spanish. And even though... And he understands Spanish, which
I
is...
I like that part.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love it when I yell at you.
Yeah. Oh.
Tripped over a box.
I'm going to add another rant about this. For some reason, I'm okay with people who are, like the people who are dressed, thank you for that, High Noon. The people who are dressed for a wedding outside, I'm less upset by people dressing like they're at a fish fry. But
are you
an indoor wedding?
Boy,
when these people are dressed like they're going to the unemployment office,
it looked.
This is dope sick.
It's
I
ask myself if we don't have any type of formality in life anymore, why are we living?
Also, do these people not own a pair of slacks?
I would even be fine with jeans and a button-up shirt.
Can you imagine if someone ever wore jeans to a wedding?
There was a man there wearing a Henley.
I know.
A Henley. The only Henley that needs to be at your wedding is Dawn. And you must have a lot of money.
Dawn, not Dawn.
That's what I said, Dawn. Dawn Henley.
Did you say Dawn, not Dawn? They're two different names.
That's what I said.
Dawn is like Don Henley's younger sister.
I like my friend Dawn. Dawn. Yeah. What do you want to say? Den?
Wait, that's interesting. You say with Dawn and say now Dawn. D-O-N.
Dawn.
Oh, they are pronounced the same way for you. I say Dawn.
Dawn.
Yeah, Dawn. Dawn.
Not in Oklahoma.
Espresso, Dawn.
I'm not saying you're not correct. I'm just saying we...
No, I think it's a regional thing.
Yeah, we just say...
I'm not necessarily right, but it's
kind of an AW.
Thing.
You should be like a Dawn.
Dawn. Dawn. Dawn. Dawn.
Dawn.
Dawn.
Dewey.
Dawn.
Dewey. I kind of miss that show.
No.
I miss Smothered. I could have taken two
you're
more.
You're wrong.
Some sissies wanted two more episodes.
Like three people who contacted
three
you?
Three people. Meredith, who does it with Amy, or with Pink Shade, wanted it.
So, y'all, she shows up like we all knew she would. His father walks her down the aisle. The vows are very nice, I feel like. And at one point, she hugs Brandy at the end.
She's my sister.
And then he says, I have a surprise. And then he does, I may have heard this wrong, but he called it a marinara dance, like not the marinara sauce. Please correct me.
We don't know what it's called.
Yeah. It sounded like marinara.
I didn't write it down, and I wrote, Poodle will know what that is. Poodle will write it down. Sometimes I do that. If there's something I go, Poodle will write it down.
What if something happens to me?
I actually have an abbreviation in my notes that means Poodle will write it down.
What if something happens to me?
It's PWW.
What are you going to do?
PWW, Poodle will write. I don't know. I'm just going to float through life and not go anywhere, I guess.
But she says at the very end, she's like, yeah, that was nice. I really appreciate that effort.
She danced with him.
Yeah.
I thought this was very, very sweet.
It did.
And really kind for her to feel included.
Closet mom's moving out, y'all.
She's gonna
get her Halloween Oreos from 2017.
Oh God.
More like 2007.
Yeah.
And her Hallmark collectibles from the late 80s.
Wow, you said Halloween Oreos. That made me miss Halloween a little bit. I'm getting almost made me ready for fall.
It's February. You gotta wait. You gotta wait a while
to wait.
And so she also says they've been married a few days now, and she's like, "I'm gonna finally tell my dad the truth." And she told Clayton, "I want to speak first, and then I'll introduce you." He's genuinely shocked. I think he didn't think this would come for a while.
I don't think he
did. And he knows not to push her. And she starts, y'all, you can't fake this love. That's why a lot of times people say, oh, we think this was faked. She was a basket case. Her leg was shaking like crazy. She was nervous. She was like already crying.
She was very nervous, yes.
And I think you know now why she needed to leave. I bet she felt like she was locked up and she could not be herself. She needed to get away from those parents.
He seems real nice, but same thing as Sheetra, y'all. Sheetra and that sister needed to get the fuck away from dad.
And you know what? Sometimes, I understand it. I knew I had to get the fuck away from my family.
You did.
I had to move very far away.
I didn't feel that way about my family, but I felt that way about my town. Where I grew
up. I felt that way about both.
That's fine. Yeah. That and that's okay. So as we said earlier, doesn't go well.
The father's name is Solano.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty name. And he's like, what do you want to tell him? She's like, well,
how's work? She's like, great. Oh yeah, I told you that.
Well, first of all, dad never FaceTimes before. I don't think he's technology savvy.
Yeah.
Because we find out later the sister is the one who set this up. By the way, we'll get to that. But she says, this is my boyfriend. And he's like, what did you say? And he kind of says, you didn't say anything about this. And she said, well, I wanted you to know he's a good person with a good family. That's a sweet little lie. And I wanted to tell you this because I've been hiding. And that's where she says, we're married.
Well, and he even said, why didn't you tell us this before? And she couldn't answer. And he said, after we're married, he's like, no, daughter.
It was very dramatic.
And she's like, I'm sorry.
How can this be, daughter?
And he grabs a tissue, walks off camera, very upset. And the sister goes, yeah, dad's upset. Really, really didn't expect that, bitch.
She Consuelo's like, wasn't expecting that. And then Intercall says, I'm going to go make sure he's, or I'm going to go take care of him. Since you fucking left, bitch.
You basically got out and I'm here taking care of my parents.
Thanks. Slams down
thanks,
computer.
Thanks, anal. Anyway.
Clayton, I thought it would go better.
Whoa, I did not expect this.
Whoa, I did not expect this. Oh.
And so that's the end of their segment. My little hamster.
She says, I'm sad. My little hamster kisses her. But she does say while she's like, don't, he's making guinea pig sounds. And she says, don't make those sounds. Yeah, she's going to be able to put up with that for 7 years and she's out.
Part of me, I know a lot of people haven't been a fan of hers the whole time. I get her. I understand her.
People were more at first, but I think this latter part,
yeah,
I was one of them. I
get it.
I don't love her.
I get it.
But I'm not like, fire. In the swath of 90 Day Fiancé people, she's definitely better than most.
She's in the middle somewhere, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I understand why she did what she did. She's like me, I'll tell you that.
A bitch?
No.
Oh.
She spends
a slut?
I was saying, it takes a lot of energy for her to tolerate a lot of what's around her.
I agree with that.
And she's working real hard to do that.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So
I experienced that today, getting him to calm down in my place doing a podcast.
I hate it here.
It literally is like trying to get a whirly bird just to light somewhere. A whirly
bird? What's a whirly bird?
I don't know.
Sam and Sheetra.
Sheetra's
waking up with her eel sisters in her bed, and Sam wakes up like in the bunk bed over there. Her father's over there. Apparently, she was afraid of ghosts or serial killers because no one was around this. She really has been a city girl.
She's been a city. It also was a good edit because they wake up in the bed and you see her wake up and two sisters in there and you're like, what?
The eel sisters.
And then when he's in, and Sam's like, yeah, we can't. He's like, we can't slam next door and just smash while dad can hear everything.
I couldn't bang right next to his daughter. Never mind, because dad and the sisters are leaving soon, and Herman basically tells him, take good care of her. She's far from her family. And remember, as my parents told me when I left home, no pigs, no alcohol, no drugs. And I had all three of those.
Well done.
We're like, don't be a pig.
Yeah.
And then I squealed like a pig. Many times,
Jaybird friend, don't get spit roasted. Sorry, Dad.
Friend, don't let yourself get spit roasted. Don't squeal like a pig.
Sorry, Pops.
Anyway, but Dad is also understandably worried about his court date. Boy, this father, you could not hammer a 10-penny nail into his asshole. He is so nervous about
this
guy.
He's very nervous, yes. He's very nervous.
There was, though, someone sent it to me, a TikTok of them. They're really active on social media, especially her.
Sam and Sheetra?
Yeah. And it was footage of them, her and him and the brother, and Sheetra and the sister and the eel sister going to visit the dad. And they surprised him.
I saw this.
And he busted out crying, and he kept hugging Sam.
Sam, and like holding his head. It was
really sweet.
They've
worked out the best of anybody this
season.
We
jokingly said, oh, they want to get away from dad. Maybe they actually don't. I don't know why they both. Because they actually think they have a good relationship with him. But I bet he's strict.
I think they were tired of living in a cop's house.
I wonder if they're tired of living in a very religious house.
That's true, too.
I will say, though, a lot of y'all, I know that he's, and we don't really know for how long it is, but Sam got sober, y'all. But from like really addictive drugs, that's a really hard thing to do and takes a lot of fucking work to do that. So that said, because he's gone through that and he seems to be on the other side of sobriety, I think that could potentially set them up for success in their relationship.
Let's hope so. Yeah.
Let's hope so. I really enjoy both of them.
Later on, he's got rose petals.
It's 2 days after the wedding, and it's time to what, Poodle?
Bang.
Funk.
Book.
Book.
And nothing's hotter than your blonde, tattooed husband with his milky nipples in a wife beater with rose petals.
It's not really my thing.
No.
Would you let Sam hit it?
I'm not into it at all. I'm not into him at all.
Okay.
Not at all. The brother, I think I would.
The brother. Yeah, I'm not really into it either.
I'm not into it. He does absolutely nothing for me.
Uh-oh. I think the catering truck across the street's backing up, so you might hear a beeping in a middle bit. Y'all, I live in the
city. Where are you? So do I. I would venture to say I live even more city than you.
We live in the same type of city.
Kind of.
You're just, because you mean there's more like city. You are next to a much busier city street, but you have a building on the other side of you. I'm right on the alley. And you know what? The men like it that way.
I think I would call you in a more industrial area.
Sure.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not surrounded by bougie buildings.
That's true.
And museums.
That's true.
Some people have to live in the world.
I live in the world.
Yeah, no, you don't. You're looking for that bubble.
That's true. So she wants to be, turned out, his dogs, it happened pretty quickly. And
the dogs were licking them, and so they went and fucked in the laundry room.
Yeah. At one point, she said, I'm going to spank your ass. And I was like, Jesus. There's something about it coming from her that made me go, good God.
She's a dirty bird.
Yeah.
He even kind of alluded to that.
He even said, I see something different in you.
Yeah. Good for him.
Anyway, so they were fucked in the laundry room, and she goes, maybe I can be his personal corn star. And they're like, what? She's like, because I'm corny. I thought
that I love that.
She got the joke.
She's
probably my favorite person this season.
I think so too. I love her. I thought she meant the joke coin star, like his dick was inserting in her coin slot,
and it sorted the coins.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, you put your dick in my asshole, and then you come out with $10.
But you got to use it at the grocery store. They won't give me cash anymore.
Poodle, though.
Trust me.
You're getting 10 bucks from Poodle's asshole. He's going to charge you a high fee. You're going to get 10 cents.
Like, this return sucks.
And no receipt.
Nope.
So we kind of are left in the air with them because Because she said that Coinstar line, and then he's like, and I love her, and I love him. And I wrote, and now we just hope no one's going to jail?
And he's 2 days later, he resubmitted his diversion paperwork, and he should hear from the judge in 6 weeks. So I assume we're going to find out on the tell-all. Yep. That's the season, y'all.
Oh, is that everybody?
Yep.
Okay, we didn't do it in the show, but I'll talk a little bit about it now, because I want to... Y'all, The Wiz.
Oh, yeah.
The Wiz. And, well, this is good. People want it. I want to open my program because I want to get the names right. So some of y'all are going to scream. I don't know if you know this. I've actually never seen the film.
Oh, my God. The movie's great.
I've never seen it.
Diana Ross, Michael Jackson.
I know. I've never seen it. So I won't say... It's hard for me to watch and stuff with Michael Jackson now. That documentary really triggered me. So, but I would probably let my... I love Diana Ross, so I would probably got sit through The Wiz. So I didn't know a lot of the show. It's some of the best singing I've ever heard live in my entire life.
Songs are great.
Like, the cast, not just Deborah... Wayne Brady wasn't there that night.
Yeah.
Which I was disappointed... Because now that he's come out,
as
I'm
pansexual,
like, I've always thought he's cute. I'll date Wayne Brady.
Nipsey Russell was the Tin Man.
I'll suck that dick.
Richard Pryor was the Wizard of Oz.
He'll improv in it. It'll be he'll yes and my asshole.
Wow.
Who was who?
Nipsey Russell was the Tin Man.
Are you talking about from the movie?
Yeah.
Oh. I was like that. We're not. So the Tin Man. That's in this production. Y'all, Deborah Cox was amazing.
As Glinda.
The thing with The Wiz, and maybe the movie is
and she was Aunt Em too, right? Probably. That's the dual role usually played.
You know what? They had two different people playing.
Oh, okay.
Maybe because it's Deborah Cox. Deborah Cox is like, this is all I'm doing. I will say that, again, I'm not familiar with the movie.
It's Evelyn plays Aunt Em. I can't remember.
I did watch it, the live, but I didn't really remember it, but I did watch that. I felt like I didn't love the book. I liked some things that, the book, Amber Ruffin, I could tell when she punched up the book, and I actually liked it, but it felt kind of like two different parts, two different books. But, I really liked the second act, which is odd. The first act, it felt like so, and maybe this is the movie itself, it felt like there was hardly any exposition, and it was just like, you already know who Dorothy is, already know who Aunt Em, you know the story, we don't fucking care, we just want to sing songs.
That's The Wiz.
So I don't, so I'm not a fan of those type of musicals, because there's certain musicals like that. I only bring that up. For some of you that are going to like want to really see the story of The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, well, most people know it.
That's going to be assumed. So just know Dorothy's going to come in, sing a song. They're going to have like four lines with her and Aunt Em, and then they're going to sing again.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it goes. But once I got like 15 minutes in, I went, oh, okay, it's Scarecrow. You literally say hi to Scarecrow. There's three lines.
Yeah.
We're singing. That's how and then I kind of went, oh, this is more of like a concert. And then I was able to let go and enjoy it. Avery Wilson's a Scarecrow. He's fantastic. Avery Wilson was a Scarecrow.
You
follow him
on Instagram. You said Tin Man, but maybe
Philip Johnson Richardson was the Tin Man. Made me cry. He was so fucking
songs
wonderful.
Are so good.
Yeah, what was his song that he sang that was just What Would I Do If I Could Feel?
That's a great song.
That was the best song of the show. I got goosebumps just saying it.
Charlie Smalls wrote the music for it.
I don't know what he's famous for.
It's just a composer. Really.
This is what was great about... So, all in all, like, was I happy? I love that I went. The singing was great. The story. What was really exciting to me as a queer person is that it was so obvious that the Scarecrow, the Lion... The Wiz, because the understanding for The Wiz, they were played so gay.
Yeah.
And played with with queerness.
Okay.
And that was exciting to me to see, because there were so many kids, most of them black, little dressed in outfits, watching this.
Yeah.
And going, Oh my God, those little black boys that are effeminate.
Right.
They are watching this.
You got like, something to see that said, oh my God, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's like me.
I think that is what makes it.
Yeah.
I think of why right now, why that's an important thing
100%.
To see. So I loved it based on that. I had the cost. Sometimes the show is like.
this is what my friends.
Is it in the 70s?
This is what my friends had a problem with.
It's like. They do a cool thing with the dance in the middle where they do it very 70s, and I loved it. And then they kind of purposely mixed it up, and it was a lot more like the Tin Man did. I don't know what kind of dance it is, but like popping, locking stuff, which was great. I actually thought that was a really great way to, but sometimes then the costumes were like, wait, where are we?
That has been the biggest criticism leveraged at this tour.
Yes, like the Cowardly Lion like looked like a costume we would buy on tour.
I know.
That, I will say that.
And this is also one of these times when y'all, they're doing a pre-Broadway tour. And this is often done so you can avoid opening reviews. And because of from Broadway critics. The contracts aren't great either. So that kind of pisses me off.
Yeah.
But the
thing with the four of them saying together, there was a little bit, I think, from, I feel like, what's her name? Nichelle Lewis.
Yeah.
She's a TikTok person. Mm-hmm. Fantastic voice. You can tell she hasn't acted a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It felt sometimes a little, but she's younger. She's carrying a lot on her shoulders.
And
sings. Sometimes I feel like this is like vocal nerd a little bit. Sometimes I feel like she tried to get a little too acrobatic to show off her voice. And sometimes I felt like.
That's interesting. That's not the role.
There's a bit of vocal acrobatics, and that pulls me out of a role because. Yep. I always Eveline, her song was great. And that made sense because it felt like it was coming from the character is singing this way because the character is motivated to sing with this.
Yeah, exactly.
And with Dorothy, I vocally wanted her to be, even if we saw a growth of her vocally
She's
starting
16
more
years
simple,
old.
Like, yeah, it, we didn't, that's a, that took me out some kind of at the end.
With Home.
It wasn't the best version of Home that I've heard sang, but it's still pretty fucking song. Good. A great, but
it's
y'all.
It's got such a good score. The Wiz has a really great score.
The music's stupid. It's so good. I don't think there was a dud song. The Wizard song
Be
is great.
A lion.
Be a lion. It was great. It was
I love that
a
song.
Great fucking. So just go knowing you're going to have you are probably going to have a wonderful time. It's joyful. Several times after the Tin Man song, like I just cried.
Yeah.
Because not sad cry. I cry now when people do something that's really hard.
Oh, that's when succeed. I cry.
Oh, and I'm not a dance person. I did like the choreography because it's referencing like 70s contemporary choreography. Mm. And then the costuming and the way it's sometimes put together feels a little disjointed.
Yeah.
But I did love that they didn't try to make this all a new and all modern. And they referenced like this is from the 70s. The score sounded like the orchestra sounded like it's from the 70s.
They haven't really changed the orchestrations.
So and for a lot of people, this is a nostalgic piece. And I think they'll still feel that nostalgia. Yeah.
Charlie Smalls, I think, was also.
Anyway.
Did he write Raisin? That's the
musical
version
theater.
Of Raisin the Sun.
Yes,
it was called Raisin. The only one who's screaming right now is Sissy Brianna.
She is. She knows better. She's probably upset that I have not seen The Wiz. Sorry, y'all. I will watch it.
It
was great. While you're looking up, I will say this is what. So like out of. Like
no, music's by Judd Walden. No, it's not
okay.
By Charlie Smalls.
By 10 out of 10, I would definitely give this show like a good solid 9 out of 10. The singing was so wonderful.
That's great.
And we had such a shit day yesterday with our tickets, and we were stressed, and I knew I had to come back home and watch 90 Day.
Yeah.
And I went and saw that show, and I just walked out
fine.
Energized, humming the music. Feeling relaxed.
It's
feeling
got a
catharsis.
Really great score.
Yeah.
I will put on The Wiz when I don't have a lot of energy, and it will get me there.
It's a very, yeah. So
original cast recording. Yeah.
Snob.
Stephanie fucking Mills!
It is Stephanie Mills. But I will be excited about this cast. I was bummed not to hear Wayne Brady. I think he would have done a fun job with The Wizard in a totally different take.
That's a really hard, and in The Wiz, it's really hard. Richard Pryor did that.
Oh, really?
And Richard Pryor's turn in the movie is hard to reproduce.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was in. I'll have to watch it. I'll just have to get past that a little bit.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
It's definitely a 70s, early 80s movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the show.
So y'all, hope you feel a brand new day, whatever you're doing this week.
Feel a brand new day.
All right.
I hope you can ease on down the road and get tickets to our show.
Yes.
Ease on down the road.
Or if you've got a, except this year it's different. If you got a handsome husband or a boyfriend, you can ease on down these hoes.
And when you come to our show, you can get the, and you've been to the show for it, you can get the feeling you once had.
Yes. Yes, we will.
And at the ballot box in November, you can be a lion.
Yes, they can sit in Poodle's playpen or Maddie's menagerie.
That's not a thing, as I've said before. Why don't you find your own thing? How about that? How about that?
We leave, call these
leave people. Me my shit. Jesus.
One last thing. I actually forgot. We are going to be working on, I'm going to work on it next week we went to do this earlier, of
Patreon
getting our Patreon
Spotify
moved out where it's connected to Spotify. You can be able to do that.
You can do that.
So
mm-hmm. All right.
We highly recommend it, and we'll tell you why later. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, we call these people Lonely Hearts, because aren't we all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And boy, if you find yourself making guinea pig noises when you're going, cheeky, 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 boy, I'm glad I don't ever have to hear him talk anymore.
You know he does it when he fucks her.
Totally.
Right? Yeah, just...
I guarantee you he's never given a woman an orgasm. Hand to God. So call us.
That's a show.
I promise you, if that ever happened, I would interview every woman he's ever slept with. It's not a long list. And they would all, I would give you $1,000 if he'd ever given any of them an orgasm.
Nicole from TLC, if you're listening, we're sorry.
We're sorry. Not once!
Bye, y'all.
Bye.